And welcome to another episode of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. So pleased that you are joining us once again. We're a little late this week. Sorry, mostly my fault. Things happen.
Birthdays, will you stop holidays. Apologizing?
No, it's okay. It's called taking responsibility, my friend. How are you?
It's called white guilt. That's what it is.
Well, there's a lot of that. Does pasty make it more important? Because then I'm really guilty.
They don't know what day it is unless you tell them.
They know what day they got to watch it or listen to it.
No, one guy knows that.
One guy, he and his wife both, you know, we literally get a message from one of our fans, folks.
Are you guys doing a show this week?
Yes, we're doing a show this week. Chief, how are you?
I'm alive.
You really need to expand upon that because that is scary fascinating.
Yeah, we can talk about my funny car stories. Yours, not so funny. Well, the first part is. Not if you're a Greenpeace, you know, tree-hugging hippie.
That is not funny. No, the question for the audience.
About it is going to make Crutch happy.
How many people in our audience fall into that category? Are they even going to know? I'm just saying.
You think Greenpeace people live or listen to us?
No.
I would say we could take bets on how long before their heads explode. You never know.
Tell us your tale of woe, Chief.
Later. It'll happen later.
Now you're teasing them. That's not nice.
We have to balance it out. Goon just said later. And unlike the...
I have the attention span of a ferret on crack. So yeah, it is later
he
now.
He doesn't listen to us.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
It's because we're people mean nothing to him. Nothing.
I always listen to the little people, because I am one.
Short and little are different things, buddy.
Hey, did you guys hear about the little people actors who are really, really ticked off about the whole new Snow White thing?
You mean Snow White with the
not dwarves?
I don't even know what to call them. Yeah. The magical
the
creatures
seven magical
who are not
creatures.
Dwarves.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, all I've been seeing is various, well, in their own words, dwarf actors who are very unhappy about the whole, you know, I'm sorry, if you're a little person and you're an actor and you hear they're making Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, you've got seven shots at work. I'm just saying. Normally. Not so much. Yeah, it was really sad. You know, why make your own story? Why does everybody have to reinterpret everything?
Why don't we ask our resident, you know, Hitler Youth Mouse supporter? Bob the Groomer wants it this way. Why does he want that gun? You know, I have no idea because he's certainly not making money for me. He has one job, as far as I'm concerned.
Make Goon money.
Make everyone that is a stockholder or participant in the company's fortunes money. Honestly, that's his only job. This is capitalism. It's not to make a political point. It's not to make Goon happy. It's to make movies that people actually want to go to, which they haven't done in quite a while.
Nope. Even the movies that we thought were going to do really well aren't even doing well. Like the new, the Tom Cruise. Yeah.
Well, that one's not.
But that's not Disney. But I mean, in general, you know, why is that movie not doing well, considering how well Top Gun did?
They released a new Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, what was that all? I didn't even know that was being done until it was out.
No
pre-movie vibe.
I gotta say, nobody asked for this movie.
You mean there was no hue and cry, bring us a repeat?
No, and I've heard people say, well, you know, the original Haunted Mansion just came out. You know, the one with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Just as a relative term, it came out 20 years ago. However, it's a killer movie. I enjoyed it. And I don't need a new one. Why would I want a remake? If they can't give me anything new, don't give me anything, which is why I could care less about the writer's strike.
Yeah, apparently you're in the majority, Goon, because people in the business are noticing that nobody cares. So they're all going back to the negotiation table. What a surprise.
Ha! How about that?
How about that?
You know what they're negotiating for? Did you happen to read any of those articles?
No, not a one. Don't care.
I didn't know. Chief, what they're worried about is writers don't feel like they're getting a fair shake from streamers. I guess they get residuals from the studios for non-streaming work. I don't know, but based on what they're striking for, that seems like the case. And they're saying, well, we don't get that for streamers because they don't want to release how many subscribers they actually have. And so they want a piece of this, what they envision is a huge streaming pie.
Yeah, but
well, guess what?
Go ahead. Yeah, go. This part I remember.
No, please.
All yours. Please. Sir, I apologize.
No. It's actually okay. I wouldn't mind your perspective at all. The streamers aren't making money. There's not a one company that is streaming that is making money, except maybe Netflix.
And if they actually report that, the whole thing falls apart like a house of cards, and then the writers will actually be making less money.
Yep. And because they all think that streaming is going to replace, let's call it the traditional way of distributing media.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it isn't. Do you know how they make money traditionally now? Do you know how the studios get their money? It isn't from residuals.
What is it?
It's something called carriage fees. So people like Comcast and Verizon mm-hmm. put together a crap ton of channels of which you want to watch five.
Right.
But they have to pay a carriage fee every month, $3, $4 a month per channel to Disney and CNN and a bunch of A&E, right?
Mm.
Well, nobody watches those channels, but billions roll in because of it. That's why you're paying $170 a month for TV. The consumer got wise to it and said, but I can stream for free. I mean, you're going to have the internet come in your house anyway.
Right.
You can use Pluto or IMDb TV has a new name, Freevee, I think. There's a lot of free stuff out there, and the streaming channels are generally cheaper. Five, six, the most I've seen is 10 a month. Again, not counting Netflix, which has raised their, they went up to like 16, 17 a month. And I'm like, yeah, nope.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Nope. I'll get the one bundler I have called Friendly TV that has a couple of channels that Hurricane wants, a couple of channels that I want. And it's, I think if you get the DVR with it, they're $10 a month. Yep. And that's it. I'm only willing to go there.
I'm cutting the cable on Saturday on my in-law's house over in OC.
Yeah, and you're replacing it with nothing.
I told everybody if you go down there, be aware that there's perfectly good internet, and there's a television, and it has an empty HDMI jack, and you can stick your Fire Stick in there or your whatever, and bring your BYOC, bring your own content.
Exactly. And now you save a crap ton of monthly fee.
Ooh, yeah, my bill drops to like, well, 30% of what it is. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I went from with Verizon internet and the couple of phone lines that are not Verizon wireless that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We were spending $220 a month, and I think now we're spending $60.
That's nice. You can't complain about that.
And I've replaced all of that TV content with, gee, the last time I looked, the different, we have like Discovery Plus. I'm not paying for Disney Plus because I got that for free from Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Discovery, Disney, this Friendly TV, plus all the free stuff. And I guess you should count Prime. Sure. I mean, I'm getting that to get Amazon but I do, I watch it.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, you know, anything I get from Prime is pretty much free, because with the amount of stuff I buy, the shipping money that I don't spend pays for Prime's membership. So, yeah, you know, that kind of all works.
Yeah, so I don't think we're even close to $40 a month on all of that. You know, from 170.
Right.
Yip, yip, yippee.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome, right?
It is a good deal. And that's as more people have to realize what is important thanks to inflation, more of this will continue. That's truth.
So
that's the truth. And like I said, those poor people out in Hollywood, there's a guy.
There's poor people out there?
Yeah, Breitbart, a writer named, I think it's John Nolte.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm with him. It's a shame this strike has to end and someone has to win.
But if only you could go on forever.
Well, it's going to go on for quite a while because the studios aren't budget.
Yeah.
And that's good. You know, the content that they were making was not the best anyway.
That's right.
Right.
We need more money to make content you're not watching.
But they could afford to push their message because the carriage fees were paying for it. Right. They were making crappy content that you didn't want to see and you were paying for it. So isn't that how it's supposed to work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, now they're going to have to, you know, make content based on merit, how many people actually go. That's going to be a wee bit of a problem.
I can see that right now, especially when you take things that people want to see and then you cancel. Like, The couple shows that I wanted to watch or have ended, not been renewed, or are ending this year. And since we finally hung up our TV.
Yay. What do you have connected to it?
Nothing. We just hung it up.
Oh. Your TV is wall art.
Yes. That's all it is. And we have realized, one, we have so much time in the day that we spend doing, I forgot to send you the pictures.
Oh.
Because my elbows hurt so much from doing all this work of what our rails look like. So if you ever have any railing questions, I can intelligently answer them now.
You're a railing guy.
You mean handrails for the stairways?
He's a railing guy. Is that what we're
talking? Oh, dude. Yes. I would love to see that, because I would worry about Crutch every time he went up and down the stairs when we were visiting.
I have a decent sense of balance.
I'm still worried about you.
God, you make me sound feeble. And you're older than I am.
Nah, as long as you have your coffee, you'll be okay.
There you go. Although today, I came close to quitting coffee.
Yeah, what do they call it? A cup of what?
I know. Stop.
Java. It's a cup of Java.
Yes, I can still say Java because it's still a decent language.
I've never called it a cup of Joe. I don't want anything to do with Joe.
Oh.
And yes. We're not talking about you, Mr. Rogan.
Yes, apparently our current occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Oh, my brethren. Anyway, apparently has... Can I get arrested?
How long have you been holding that in? I'm just curious.
I know. I don't know. So supposedly he's got new merch and it's apparently Dark Brandon on a coffee mug.
Creepy.
Creepy. Yeah, the cringe factor was off the friggin' scale. Yeah, we don't like that. We think that is horrible. That's what we think. Yes. That was just wrong.
We hate it.
We hate it with all our beings.
We hate it forever.
Right? Who thought this crap up? Dark Brandon, oh, please. You know, if you have to color in your own eyes to make you look bad, bad blank, then you're not bad blank. Okay, just say it.
Yeah, I can go with that. So you guys want to know about my miraculous car healing?
Can, well, huh? Really?
Uh-huh.
Did you, like, lay hands on the bumper?
Yeah. So the new car stereo is all installed. Ooh, ask me if
yay.
It works.
Hallelujah.
Does it work?
Does it work?
Kinda.
Define kinda.
So the new part of the system that puts CarPlay onto the screen in my car.
Yeah.
That works.
Nice.
It comes up. You can control it with the little controller in the center console.
Nice.
It connects wirelessly. All very nice. Yeah. And then what? You're supposed to push a button and it goes back to the old Mercedes system so you can control your AC and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you push that button, you get a blank screen. The Mercedes part won't come back.
This is ours now?
I don't know.
Is it on strike? Did you hear anything about streaming?
I don't think it's with the writers. I'm not sure.
It's I'm not German. Sure, it was just following orders.
Yeah. So I was driving the van yesterday all week to work. And so that car's kind of, you can't make the air conditioning work, which is kind of a problem.
It's
because next week I will be visiting Goonchild.
Is it going to be warming in far, far west of Maryland?
Yeah, apparently so. And
you're going to be driving naked, right?
I couldn't take the other Mercedes because it has...
I'm just going to let that go.
Yeah,
I'm not going to hurt.
You don't need to think about that. You're going to burn the ears and eyes out of our listeners. They don't need to see that. They don't need to imagine that.
Imagine if you will.
Presented for your horror.
Goon uncut.
Well, I don't know. Let's not talk about that. That's kind of personal.
And all the other stuff wasn't?
worked for John Wayne Bobbitt.
Ooh. Ow. Just mentioning his name, I feel pain.
I do. I feel a little pain myself there. So yeah, I only had the van to drive back and forth reliably, and I don't really want to take it to Ohio, especially now.
Sure.
And Hurricane kept putting off the fixing of the older of the two Mercedes. Although for that one, we know everything that's wrong. So as I was
leaving, it has been fully documented.
Well, yeah.
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 Das ist broken. So, das hat over here is broken too. It's not very good, yeah.
Und now we dance.
Do not take my AC.
Sorry. So as I was leaving work, the car lurched and three lights came on. Traction control, ASR, and the check engine light.
What?
And the car went into what's called limp home mode.
Your car had an aneurysm.
It did. Had a little seizure. And I drove it home at 30 miles an hour, kind of, yeah. And on the way there, I remembered that I had said recently that I was letting God take charge of my life and not getting all freaked out over all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to yell. You know, I wasn't going to point out that we waited too long to fix these cars. They're old. You got to fix them right away. And I got home and I explained the situation to the Hurricane and God softened her heart.
Oh.
And she said, well, since you're going to Ohio next week, we got to pick one of the cars and send it over to Jacob the Israeli.
Mm-hmm.
So we opted for the car I just described because we know what's wrong with that one.
Sure.
And when I called them, Jacob's able assistant answered and said, bring it today. I got three guys that I've hired since you were last here. We got plenty of capacity to help fix this. We'll get it done for you before you have to leave. And when I got into the car, I wanted to follow the Hurricane. with the Mercedes.
Right.
And I'm sorry, she drove the Mercedes and I drove the van, the limo van.
Right. She's following you.
Yeah. And when I got into the car and turned the key, all the lights except the check engine went off and it came out of limp home mode.
Huh.
That was the first gift.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped the car off and then I bring Hurricane home and I go to a men's group meeting at church that was, you know, come get pizza. And then we were going to go help a halfway house. They had some tasks for us. And after pizza, when I got back in to drive over to the facility, the check engine light went off. Car's fine.
Huh?
Now, when you say fine, I mean, it's just not showing a light anymore?
You mean like Mitch McConnell's fine now?
It's not showing the lights anymore, and it's not doing the bad things.
But somebody needs to look and find out why it did the bad thing at least once, so it doesn't do the bad thing while you're away. Far, far away on the side of the road. I hate to think of this, Goon.
That car is not being driven to Ohio. The one that is currently being repaired is being driven to Ohio.
And who's going to drive this one? Hurricane?
Yep.
Weiss cares about her, too.
God may choose to heal the other Mercedes, or she can drive it without AC. She has less to go.
All right, so just for safety features, we're going to have to flag this show in case this is an admission. If we hear that a car bursts in flames on the side of the road.
It's not a Tesla.
Episode 32 of season 7. They were discussing
he was the
car.
Quiet, man.
I don't know nothing. I'd never discussed my son's business dealings.
I didn't know. Yeah. Are you now admitting you have a son? Is this your first son or the seventh one? Yeah.
Wait a minute. Does somebody identify as something that I was unaware of?
No.
Okay, good. Because I thought
identifying as a chocolate bar.
Can we do that?
Because my pronouns are her, she.
Her and she.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you. I stole that from Goon.
I very much like Jeremy's chocolates, where they have two different kinds of bars.
Yeah.
She, her, and he, him. One of them has nuts, and if you need to ask which one, then you should just keep buying Woke chocolate.
Woke chocolate is made with quinoa.
Ew.
I did not know that.
Not that it would have any effect whatsoever on the chief.
Well,
is it really?
No. My God.
It could be. They're putting plant-based crap in everything else.
Wait a second. Now you got me wondering whether or not that's even possible.
I can't even go to remember how the happiest quinoa? Place on Earth. Q-U-I-N-O-A.
Uh-huh.
Quinoa.
So...
Oh, God, there's a quinoa-based chocolate cake recipe. Oh.
Why do you ruin my day like this?
I'm feeling the bile roll up.
You know,
undercovered
I was going to go have
dark chocolate. Oh, God. It's, okay, that's different. That's dark chocolate and sea salt-covered quinoa crisps. So the quinoa is not making, somebody put chocolate on quinoa, which is, as far as I'm concerned, the equivalent of putting chocolate on a turd, but you know.
Oh, God. Well, all I know is that I was eating large chunks of meat, and...
I was, too.
Isn't that what a baby Ruth is? It kind of looks like it. I mean...
Why is Muttley here?
No, it's just, it's okay. We have the sillies now. That's good. That's nice. You know, we haven't had a show.
We and I.
Yeah. The chief is the consummate professional. He's hanging around with the two yucca pucks.
we hit Swimming with the Fish apologize most sincerely to the Baby Ruth week. Company.
I know. And we get our first lawsuit. You know, we're a limited liability corporation. Let's test it out.
This is how you know you've made it.
When they sue you, great. That's awesome. Yeah.
We are sorry, Ferrara Candy Company.
We are Packlets.
Well, again, chunk of meat.
And, yes.
And I had stated that I love that we have so much chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife says, but that's pork. And I go, what's the difference? And she just stares at me and I just pick another slab and walks off.
It's the other white meat.
It was an animal. It's dead now. I'm eating it. Be happy. No, I actually, my wife's birthday was on Tuesday and my sister-in-law's birthday was yesterday. They are 5 years and a day apart. And I thought I was taking them all out to dinner Tuesday night. Good thing I didn't continue that thought because I saw the bill. But anyway, let's just say the waitress made out like a bandit. Yeah. I think her total tip was just under $200. The tip. Give you an idea.
Wow. What the
bill was. And I
looked at the menu of the place you went and it looked wonderful.
Oh, the food is outstanding and there's plenty. And I had the rest of it for dinner the following night. It was just, it was great. But you're eating in a steakhouse where sometimes they forget to bring out a steak knife and it doesn't matter. The butter knife will do just fine.
That's good eating right there.
Right there. And this wasn't like, it's not like I got the filet. I'm to me, the filet doesn't have enough fat so that, if you like just meat, it's great. But for me, I got a little fat, a little flavor, right? So I had gotten the sirloin. I'm cutting through the sirloin with my butter knife and I'm thinking to myself, it really doesn't get much better than that.
So this is another reason why I don't go out to eat anymore, because like the slabs of meat, I forwent utensils and I just picked it up and was just gnawing on it. Now
my son has been if you put a chicken breast on his plate, sometimes he'll just stab it in the middle and spin it on the fork while he eats around the edge and just works his way in like a, it's like a rectangular player.
It's the spiral eating technique.
Exactly. It saves on that whole cutting thing,
Yeah. For me, that was pointless. And
that's why the good Lord gave us canines.
That's why we have dogs.
Canine teeth.
Okay.
Although God gave us dogs too. I mean, God backwards is dog. Come on.
Yeah, but God in Russian means something else.
Really?
Yeah. It was something bad. It's like snake or serpent.
Ooh.
And so when first time the wife hears praise God, she's like, what did you say?
Oh.
Try
on the English filter.
Well, my dogs, they're one of them anyways, a little put out with me, so.
What did you do?
I think he's going to go on strike.
Would this be Doug?
It would be Doug. Doug has an upcoming procedure that he's unhappy about.
Does he actually know about it?
Oh, I think so. I keep getting stared at. Why are you doing this?
They do put them out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wake me up in the middle of the night just staring at me. He's starting to teach the puppy bad habits. Stitch taught the puppy to howl at the door when anything happens. Or when nothing happens. That's a good time, too.
Are you sure it's nothing? I mean, animals tend to be very sensitive to the supernatural.
You know, I don't know. I don't think there are any spirits.
Are you the original owner of that house?
No, I'm the fourth owner.
What happened to the first one?
So, the first couple that owned the house and raised their family here became elderly and left, and then their kids lived here for a short time. They were really the second set of owners. Then they sold to the NASA guy who owned it before me. He was here for about 4 years.
So no chance of a haunting?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, who knows what was on the land beforehand?
Right. Well, that's true.
We know it's a burial ground.
Really?
The whole of America.
Well, that's true.
But no, it's actually interesting because one of the things that we were learning about is what happens when the body leaves the shielding of our geomagnetic planet.
And you get taller. And your bones start to wear away.
That has to do with gravity.
Mm-hmm.
But this is in reference to it's possible that our dimensional selves are kept together with that, which is what the Kozriev mirror was doing. By weakening those bonds, it was doing the same as psychedelics.
Mm-hmm.
Opening you up to experiencing things that most likely most people will never see.
I am going to not partake because my job.
What do you mean, psychedelics?
Yeah, that's probably bad to take part because of my job. Just saying.
Well, I'm saying you don't have to take a psychedelic because that is...
I can get in the machine. Yeah. There's no prohibition on the machine.
That is literally what I'm saying.
Okay. Do we have one yet?
Yeah, you don't want to use it.
Why?
See above of all the stuff I just said.
Breaking down barriers. I think that's a good thing. Isn't that what we're always trying to do, trying to break down barriers?
That's not the kind of progress you want, sir.
Are you afraid we're going to open up a gate somewhere?
I'm not afraid. Huh. I got to witness what was going on, and I'm like, this is not something we want to do.
Well, what if we put in a toll booth?
That's not going to help.
At least in the short term, we can make some money.
No.
Somebody go get a crap load of dimes? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I'm just saying if there's going to be an invasion from another dimension, they got to come through the toll booth. And we just, we can charge as many as they're going to be. We could charge a penny each and make a bundle. Just saying.
So how much is your life worth?
Right now, not a plug nickel.
Okay, so what about your spirit?
I don't know. I haven't checked the going rate, and I don't really own it, so I can't sell it. At least that's what I keep being told.
This is a true statement.
Uh-huh.
So engaging in such activities should be something that you just say, hey, you know what? I can't even do that. Just like because of your job,
uh-huh.
you can make the same reference.
Right. Yep.
All right, now that we're all on the same page there, we can move on.
We probably can move on. I'm going to try and move on. Let it go and all that.
Does your wife know that you're doing that?
What? That I'm letting go?
Moving on.
Yeah.
You're going to be singing that song from Frozen now, aren't you?
No, I was actually thinking of the Billy Joel song. Well, that's moving out. Same thing.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, not really. Although that guy does kind of just, drop everything and go start a new life, right?
Yes.
Anthony works in a grocery store, saving his pennies.
Saving his pennies for someday.
Yeah. Anyway, let us not go down that road, because next thing you know, we'll be singing and the chief will be grousing.
He's never groused at us for singing.
No, because we don't. I don't think we've ever sung on this show in 7 seasons and 32 episodes.
No, but we've sung a few songs together. Yes. Not fret anybody.
And they're all forever thankful. One of us can sing. The other one mostly can't carry a tune in a bucket.
That's not really true.
I have no professional training.
That doesn't matter.
I mean, I was in a band and I had no professional training.
Half the musicians out there have no professional training.
Thank God for auto-tune.
You can tell, listen to a pro sing the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
They don't enunciate some of the words properly. Whose broad stripes and bright stars?
Comes out. Yeah. Whose broad stripes and bright stars?
Whose bra straps and bright stars? Yep, that's what happens.
Jose, can you see? I can see fine. Thank you.
you will hear pros that know better do that.
Mm.
And now that I've told you, you cannot unhear it.
Yes. That's true. I know. Well,
so you got to think.
You can find a TV channel that will actually play the national anthem before sporting events these days.
True. But you got to sing it with a cheesy Italian accent. Who's broad the stripes and the bright stars?
Broad the stripes and the bright stars.
That makes it perceived correctly.
There you go. Oh, what's the matter for you?
You're welcome.
Sounds like Mario.
Where's Luigi? Sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
hey, everybody cheat and I lose. Next time I cheat too.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we're all a little punchy. I know I'm punchy. I'm overworked this week.
It has been a week, yeah, because nothing's working at my office.
Is the AC working?
The AC is working overtime.
So something is working.
So, yep. So do we want to hear your car story now, or are you saving it?
I think we need to hear your car story, because your car story is serious. And not. Which is great.
So we were on Interstate 87, going from Oklahoma back to Texas. And the roads in Texas are flat, and the roads in Oklahoma are beyond flat. So it's dark, and a raccoon the size of a pig comes that.
Yikes.
And he's coming into the middle of the road, and I was like, oh boy, we're gonna hit him. I wonder what this car will do. And we don't know what happened after the thump, but we know that when I looked under the car, because of course there was a scraping noise,
mm-hmm.
We noticed that the raccoon had taken the skid plate pretty much clean off all of its little snap connectors.
Wow. Yikes.
So
it we snapped pulled. In place? They didn't even bother with bolts?
That's not good. There are no bolts. Huh. I will... And since it is the clear shot now from the wheel well, you can clearly see all the stuff because the plastic's all messed up, because the front of the car is nothing but plastic. I can take pictures of that and show you the white clamps that just go into place, and they're not connected to anything because it was torn clean off.
Whoa.
So that got the adrenaline going.
Tad.
Then we made it to the only stoplight, apparently, on this long trip. And a car decided that he just wasn't going to stop for the red light. So we slam on our brakes, and that alerts the person who may have been, I mean, this was like at 1 o'clock, so they may have been dozing off. They may have been distracted.
Right.
It didn't look like they were drunk because they were flying down the road in a straight line.
Jeez.
So that was time number two. And then I had all the women screaming in the car.
Because that's fun.
And then, so we are stopped in the middle of the road. You know, I was like, all right, everyone, pants still dry? Okay, let's keep going.
Wow.
Then we made it home, not realizing that once again, just going out is a life and death adventure.
Jeez. Dude.
All the adventure you could have hoped for and more.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So now I don't have the car's messed up. The son, the youngest of Ogryn, he has work tomorrow. And I was hoping that I could get stuff fixed, but since it is just a slight 110 degrees and car tires are explosive.
Slight? What? Who?
Yeah, in this heat, if you're driving too fast, tires explode. The older Ogryn's tires did explode. Well, one of them.
Oh,
he was coming back, and he called me up, and he said, I don't know what happened, but my tire just exploded. And I said, this must be an exaggeration. He said, well, I can't get the tire off, so can you come help me? So I drive up there. Lo and behold,
it's gone.
The tire. As Goon has stated, we may need tubeless tires because the tube blew up. So there's a perfect circle around where the sidewall just doesn't exist.
Ooh. Hey. Yeah.
And I was like, did you hit something? He said, I was going straight. You can clearly see where I veered off the road here. I was like, there's nothing here because I didn't hit anything.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's pretty scary.
Well, we're very happy that both you and the Ogryn have come through with nary a scratch.
Yeah, not dead yet. That's
hey, just wanted to say nary, man.
Well, yeah, it's not often I get to say nary.
So I'm curious, Crutch.
Oh, what?
What kind of animal did the chief hit? You know you want to say it.
He hit a coon.
Mm-hmm. See what I mean, Chief? He was waiting for that.
There's too much excitement and an accent put into that.
I'll send an email to number one fan.
No doubt she'll hear it tomorrow. And and by the time I go down to check on one of her bills, because now she only lives 45 minutes away, I can stop by anytime. I'm sure I will get an earful. Because
why do your friends always pick on you?
No, why are you saying stupid things to those perfectly nice boys?
That's a valid question. Do you have an answer? That's the real question.
Yeah. We'd like to know, too.
Why does the scorpion sting?
It is the nature of scorpions.
You see, not all of them do that. Did you know that there are tailless scorpions that do not
sting? No.
So they're non-binary, what?
No, they just don't have a tail. They still have claws. They're still biompeders. They got
so
tired.
Politicians?
Yeah. Welcome to my representative, you tailless scorpion, you. That might work. They'd have to go look that up.
I don't know if they know where to look it up.
Now I need to look it up. So here we go, right? Tailless. Look at this. I didn't even get the word tailless out. My computer is watching me. First hit is tailless whip scorpion.
Yeah. And nice. Not watching you.
Ooh, holy Jack Robinson.
That's I didn't lovely. Say they were pretty.
Hold on a second. I'm going to bring that up. because I know the goon is very interested in this. Check that nastiness out.
Okay, let's take a look here.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
Why is it wrong? Oh, my goodness.
I would not have pictured that as a scorpion. To me, that looks like, you know, weird spider with crazy mouth. But I'll include the picture for everybody else. Y'all can have nightmares as well.
Once you know that those things up front are claws, you kind of can see it.
Yeah, the nice thing is, the person who was handling it basically said there was no problem, and, you know, he spun it around so that you could see everything, and they are lazy hunters. They will just sit there and blend in, or what do they call it, opportunistic?
Yes, ambush predators.
Yeah. So they basically sit there, play dead, until something passes by, and then they pounce.
And then the other one doesn't play. They discard it.
You know, that nature is taking its course.
Oh. Well, we're very happy that nature is taking its course with the little whip scorpion. We're happy that nature is taking its course with the lives of the chief and the goon, because apparently, you know, lots of traveling. Goon, be very safe on your trip, sir. And
I will.
And you know, and chief, you and the ogren, get everybody has to get their vehicles fixed. I am knocking on wood right now because I got to drive 3 hours tomorrow, and I'd rather not have to add my experiences for next week's show. So
you don't want to be left out, though.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
Totally.
You need to be part of the club.
So okay with being left behind for this.
I can loan you one of my cars. How about the truck?
You mean wait a second. Are you speaking of the one and only vehicle that has now been in the shop for 439 days?
It's resting.
Okie dokie. I promise folks that we will have another show before Goon's vehicle gets out of Jacob's garage. I promise. More likely than not next week. And hopefully I will have absolutely no stories about my vehicles to share. Thank you once again for listening. We really do appreciate it. And it is truly cheaper than therapy for us. Please come back next week. Before you go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by The Dugs of War, CPF Captain Doug's campaign to thwart needless gender revision surgery. He doesn't want puppies and needs no irreversible gender surgery to make sure he doesn't get any. Go to his GoFund Doug page and contribute now so the battle in court can commence. Hurry, the fight has begun. And Doug and Stitch's School of Puppy Training. Puppies need to be taught everything. How to roll in the mud, targeting peeing in the home, barking at molecular movement, and other vital skills. Let these two experts train your pup in the art of living like a golden. Referrals provided by CPF Cadet Wendy. They taught her all she knows. And Wendy's Puppy Spa. Need grooming? Nah. Let Wendy show you how a mud bath followed by rolling in a pee puddle leads to a shiny coat, a great attitude, and a merry chase around the house by your people. They are so funny, yelling, "Hey, stop, Wendy, no, golly," and other exclamations. Take your pup to Wendy's Spa for the best non-grooming ever. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole, LLC. Copyright 2023. All rights reserved.